This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The health effects are grotesque, but a key component of the idea of French cool is the cigarette, in the jetan or gauloise dangling insouciantly from the lips. But as of today, cigarette companies selling in France will have to start producing what is called neutral packaging for cigarettes. Emma Jacobs reports from Paris.
It's going to be the most American vision of France, a Parisian sitting at a round table out front of a bar with a drink and, of course, a cigarette. In this case, the Parisian is Ibrahim Khalik, a 26-year-old student. He shows me his current shiny blue box of Camels, plastered with warning stickers he calls trash.
Les photos un peu trash.
These are going to stay, but the rest will become the same ugly beige as every other brand. A change Khalik says he doesn't expect will affect his dozen-a-day habit.
It's not the pack that influences people. It's the friend smoking next to you. Once the cigarette is out of the pack, that's what you see. You don't see the packet.
He says he's more impacted by price. France has also been raising taxes to cut smoking rates, so cigarettes now cost about €6.50 a pack, or a little over $7.
I feel a little, how would you say, oppressed, in the sense that it's also a right to be able to smoke. If they'd only leave us alone, it's more that.
But Stéphane Lequet, who led the lobbying efforts for the plain packaging law on behalf of France's anti-smoking organizations, says Khalik is wrong about packaging having no impact. In fact, he says there's growing scientific consensus that plain packets can cut consumption by reducing brands' appeal and making the health warnings really pop.
It puts off some non-smokers and especially young people from starting to smoke.
That's of particular interest to France, which has high youth smoking rates relative to other countries. Lequet says about 40% of 17-year-olds. Plain packaging has already been implemented in Australia back in 2012. It now seems poised to sweep Europe. France is acting simultaneously with the UK and Ireland, and other countries across the continent have announced plans to follow their lead, despite the objections of manufacturers and store owners. In Paris, I'm Emma Jacobs for Marketplace.